Many people have not bring back these poor souls, but we can stop their grief and tears running down. Let's be kind and give them our peace. Let's end the wars, stop killing and violence. We'll triumph to bring back sweet peace. The peace we give is the peace we get. So let's sing. We love peace. We need peace. It's in our hearts.
I don't believe you made me do that.
Wonderful. Hey, I tell you. And you wrote this song all by yourself?
I wrote it when I was very young that time. So
yeah. Did you write it specifically for that event? Or
yes.
The event came and you say, I actually have a song that...
No. I wrote actually two songs. Uh-huh. And I was trying to decide. So one is called The Spirit of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote The Spirit of Peace. Actually, when submitting, we submitted two. And then they choose one.
Okay.
So they chose the other one.
So is that the one that you kept singing at every level of the competition?
Yes.
The same song.
Okay. Actually, it wasn't like I didn't, you know, those days we didn't have like many studios,
mm.
ones that we have now. So
mm.
we had a few people doing the studio work, and we would record on tape. So
okay.
all I did was just record my vocal on tape. No instruments, no nothing.
Okay.
Because that's all I could manage.
Oh, wow.
And so they just fell in love with the composition. And then when we went to Japan, they actually had the orchestra and...
Oh, my goodness.
The, you know...
Tell me what that was like. You know, that's been my dream, like, forever. I have accomplished it, I must say. Thankfully. So.
You're telling me, and I never cherished that moment. So
oh,
it was like, yeah.
An orchestra, for me, my hair just stands on
mm-hmm.
end. I get...
And then the orchestra, they tabulated the song because they could write the musical
yeah.
notes. So
yeah.
they tabulated and they put it on a tablet on musical notes, and they played it like that.
Yeah.
And then they played also the world prize song.
Yeah.
But that guy had to go and perform it. I didn't. So I just had to go and get my prize from the mayor of Hiroshima.
Oh, Hiroshima.
And, that was heart racing.
Oh, well.
You know?
So you visited all those sites. I'm
yes,
have, like,
we did the tours, and you know, it was so like a dream. It was so like a dream.
Okay. Well, from Hiroshima, Japan, back
yes.
to Zambia,
yes.
Manipanga.
Mm.
When was this song was released?
Like, on Friday,
so the other
7
Friday.
Days.
It's 7 days old.
Yeah. And believe me, I'm so surprised. Well, surprised that at the response that people are having, because it's already going international. Like,
mm.
They're streaming it.
An international star already. Ask the people in Japan. They know you.
Oh, well. You probably forgot it.
No,
yeah.
I know.
So,
are you
yeah.
still in touch with them, though? Some of them?
No.
Why?
No. I was very young. I didn't know what getting in touch is.
Oh, wow. What year was that? Was
in 95, like 1995.
Emails? No. I don't think so. I think that's when we were just getting computers in Zambia.
We had, you know, the letters. Because even
yes.
when I was awarded the prize, it came with an
envelope. We had pen pals then,
yes.
didn't we?
Yes.
You should wear some pen pals from Japan.
Yes, some pen pals, yes.
Yeah.
They would write letters. I still have the addresses. I don't even know if they exist, but it's postbox, you know. Who does postbox this time?
Okay, you can Google some of them, maybe, just to find out. Or Facebook. Find them on Facebook.
Mm.
So then, you wrote this song.
Yes.
It's the only one that you released now?
Yes, so after that, this is what happened. So I'm living my life not caring about singing. Of course, singing, but not taking it seriously until God had to remind me of my place.
Mm.
And, you know, it's funny how God reminds you where you need to get back. Like, you need to go back. Like, you know, Jonah... throw you
right.
in a whale or something
yeah.
and I had this heart condition
mm-hmm.
And it reached a point where it became bad, because sometimes I just faint, and then they didn't know what was wrong with me. They tested, diagnosed, tried for 4 years. They couldn't find what was wrong with me, because it wasn't a heart condition. It was temporal. It would come in and go out, and you couldn't find, because I would be okay and then I'm not okay after some time. You couldn't find, pinpoint where the problem was, and they told me it wasn't operatable. So I just had to manage it, and I would take medication. And having, you know, being told that you had this condition, it was a wake up, because I said, what if I die tomorrow? And then God tells me, say, you know what, I gave you a talent, what did you do? You even went to Japan. And then you just go and sit home. I said, no, I can't do this. So I started to compose songs and, you know, release some of my music. That's the old music online, of course, not in a professional way. And, you know, after doing that, and then I went for my surgery. You know, and then when I came out of, you know, knowing that probably I would not come back, or probably I would come back, you know, there's always these fears when people are working on your heart. Yeah, but it was a simple procedure, because, okay, they said it was a simple procedure, but I had to do it whilst awake. Okay. So that wasn't simple for me. That was the most scary time of my whole life, because I'm not going to be watching you tempering with my heart.
Cutting it open, first of all.
You know,
but it's good that they did find
they
what
did.
Was.